Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy Long Beach Joe, and I am back at it, back at it, back at it again. I'm back at it again, man. Listen, it is time to have the discussion, okay? Man, oh, man, have a lot of things been going on around the NFL, right? A lot of things moving and shaking. We got free agency in full tilt, all right? Guys getting signed, guys getting traded, and the New York Jets have made some moves as well. And we must have the discussion, okay? We must have the discussion. It's going to be a hot show. We're going to be talking about the Jets. We're going to be talking about all the moves that they made. We're going to be talking about some of the moves they didn't make. We're going to be talking about some of the moves they didn't make as well, okay? Salutes to all the savages. Michael, I see you. Todd, Dakota, salute. Everybody in the chat, no matter where you're watching me from, okay? Salutes and respect to you, all right? I'm hyped up, man, because there's a lot to discuss and a lot to talk about. Listen, let me go ahead and get into the show. Listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with you folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. Okay? I really do. For those of you that do not know, I am also on iTunes as well. Going over to iTunes, okay? Type in The Long Beach Joe Show. Subscribe to the podcast over there. Leave me a 5-star rating and give me some feedback over there too, man. All right? And I want to thank everybody that does that. I appreciate every single one of you folks, okay? And again, salutes and respect to all the overseas listeners, all my folks from Germany, salutes and respect to you. People hitting me from Germany saying, Joe, we listen to you. We listen to you, and we like your takes. We don't agree with all your takes, but we like them. Okay, listen. As long as you listen, that's all that matters to me. You know, I don't agree with everybody 100% or 1,000% of the time. But I definitely like going back and forth. But they let me know. We do like a bulk of your takes, you know. And I definitely argue with a lot of people. But salutes and respect to everyone overseas that listens to your boy. And, again, salutes and respect to just anybody that listens to me, period. All right, even my folks stateside as well. Also, for those of you that may not know, I'm also on Twitter as well. Come on over to Twitter. Type in @TheLongBeachJoe, @TheLongBeachJoe on Twitter. Okay, follow your boy. All right, on there, and I'll follow you right back. And let's go back and forth and have that discussion. I'll tell you what, man, Twitter is it's a crazy place. It's a dangerous place, all right? I have a lot of arguments on Twitter, for those of you that may not know. I'll be rustling and tussling on Twitter, okay? Man, oh, man, I'm telling you, I'll be wrestling people on there, all right? But I get my points across, okay? So please – come over, follow your boy on Twitter, @TheLongBeachJoe, @TheLongBeachJoe on Twitter. And also, for those of you that may not know, all right, that just check out the podcast, or maybe you just listen to the audio, or you check me out at different spaces, different places, I am on YouTube, okay? Come on over to YouTube, all right? Type in Long Beach Joe Jets, Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube, all right? Subscribe, hit that notification bell, so when I post content, you'll be in the know. Also, give the video a thumbs up. But just know, okay, when you come over to YouTube, I just want to be very clear with you. You're going to have to deal with some people, okay? They're in my chat. Salutes to all of them, all of the savages in the chat, okay? I call my chat the savages. You want to know why? Because they're savage. Listen, nobody is safe, all right? Nobody. Not even me. If they don't like what I got to say, they let me know. Trust, okay? And we go back and forth, and we have that discussion. And if you're in there and they don't like what you're saying, they're going to let you know too, okay? A lot of discussion. Salutes to all the savages in the chat. Kyle, I see you in the building. Salutes and respect to you. Good to see you here. He says, great show. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Michael, I see you as well. Salutes and respect to y'all again. Todd, Dakota, all of you. Listen, continue to put your thoughts in the chat. I come to y'all, okay? I come to y'all. We're going to take calls again tonight, okay? Again, 515-602-9639. That's why the number's on the screen, because you can call in. When you call in, be patient, okay? The lines are hot. I know we just got to quickly cover the topics for the New York Jets, and I get directly to the lines, okay? For my new callers that call in, when you call in, again, be patient. My hold times are not long. I get to everybody. But when you call in, okay, I'm going to say this before I start to talk about the New York Jets free agency moves. When I get to the lines, okay, because I've had this discussion with another person, please know what your area code is, okay, because I'm going to call out your area code. If you don't know what your area code is, I don't know how exactly, you know, I'm supposed to get to you if I do not know you by name, all right? So, yeah, call in, hold on, and trust we will get to everybody. We've got to quickly go over the moves that the New York Jets has made and just some of the crazy moves that's been going on around this league, okay? So the New York Jets have had some free agency moves. We're going to go over them quickly. Isaiah Oliver, cornerback, they signed him, one-year deal. I thought that was a decent move for the New York Jets. He comes in, he knows the system. He was with Coach Albridge in Atlanta, so he's got it's really going to come in and help the New York Jets with cornerback depth. We also were able to get Chuck Clark back into the building. He's been re-signed, one-year deal. I'm excited about this, okay? He tore his ACL and OTAs, as we know, before the season started, and it sucked because he was a guy that we were so excited about, right? He's a guy that can play free safety, strong safety. He brings a lot to the building. Now he's back. It's going to be very interesting to see what's going on here. I don't think the New York Jets should simply stop there, okay? I think they still need to address the safety position. There's been a lot of questions about, you know, possibly bringing back Ashton Davis. I remember that. I don't know exactly where he is. Again, we're live Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. So there's going to be a lot of moving and shaking around, you know, the free agency period because it's still going on. So guys may be getting grabbed up as I'm talking right now. But there's a lot of question marks surrounding the you know, the addition of another safety. So we'll see what happens. I remember I really wanted Poyer. He ended up going to the Dolphins. Whitehead actually went back to the Bucks. He's back with them again, I think 2 years, $9 million deal. So we'll see what happens with the New York Jets safety position. But Chuck Clark, Tony Adams at this point is what we have. So we'll see what the New York Jets and Joe Douglas continues to do. Greg Zuerlein's back in the building, two-year deal, $8.4 million, $4.2 million guaranteed. I thought that was a phenomenal move by the New York Jets. I thought it was a phenomenal move by Joe Douglas. I mean, he was one of the guys that I've talked about being a must re-sign. Greg Zuerlein literally saved this football team in so many games. Clutch kicks, right? Go back and watch that Commanders game. We do not win that game without Greg Zuerlein. We don't do it, okay? There was a lot of times when the first couple points that the Jets had came off of field goals from Greg Zuerlein. So when you look at the New York Jets and where we've been, right, how long have we been struggling to find consistent kicking? Oh, my goodness. Did anybody remember when we had, like, Vedvik and McLaughlin and all those guys in here? Oh, my goodness. Ooh, man, those guys literally stunk it up. Those times are over, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we got Greg Zuerlein. He's going to be here in the building. Great move by Joe Douglas. Now, as free agency continued on, right, and I'm watching Joe Douglas make these moves early, I was getting a little antsy. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I was getting a little antsy. I wanted some positions to be addressed, and we're going to get into it in a second, but he continued to chip away and do his work, right? He got Javon Kinlaw in the building, 1 year, $7.25 million. Solid option as a backup defensive tackle, you know, continue to help that rotation. We know that Quinnen Jefferson has gone elsewhere. He signed with another team. I was hoping that the Jets would be able to bring him back, but, you know, he's with another team. He also got Leke Fotu as well, another defensive tackle, $2.5 million deal. This guy's massive, man. He's going to be our kind of replacement for Al Woods, right? I was wondering what they were going to do with Al Woods. We know that Al Woods, you know, got injured, and we lost him during the season. Ended up, you know, getting a big injury and, you know, being on the IR. Well, here we bring in Fotu, and Fotu's 6'5", 334. Dude, he's a massive guy. He's going to really be important in the run stuffing game. So they're starting to continue to build around, you know, Quinnen Williams, and bringing in some big dudes to be able to hold this defensive line together. So I like those two moves, right? Depth, defensive tackle. Okay, cool. Now, as this is going on and we get these two tackles, I'm like, okay, what's up with the O-line, though? What's up with the O-line, though? You know what I'm saying? What's up with the O-line, though? That's what I'm asking. Okay, because That was the big issue last year. We know our offense stunk because we couldn't block anybody, okay? We couldn't block a soul. Like, it was nobody we could stop, all right? Now, at this point, I'm looking around, and I'm watching a lot of top linemen. Top O-linemen get off the board, right? Robert Hunt, 5 years, $100 million. Oh, I don't want to have nothing to do with that. I'm good, okay? I like Robert Hunt. I thought he was good. You know, I was excited. I was hoping we'd be able to bring him into the building, but that's a lot of money. Okay, cool. He ends up going his way. That's fine. Then I watch Dotson and Cleveland and Glasgow. They're just disappearing. They're going different places too, all right? They're going back to their original teams, and they're getting signed in other spots. All right, cool. They're off the board. Then I watched Nwinu. Now, this was something that definitely touched me, that definitely upset me a bit, all right? It definitely rustled my jimmies, man. I watched Mike Nwinu go back to the Pats, 3 years, $57 million deal, $19 million per. And I said, oh my goodness, what's going on here, okay? How is it that Joe Douglas couldn't match or beat that, right? I mean, that's not – he didn't get Robert Hunt money. Like, come on. That's a guy that, to me, looks like a prototypical Joe Douglas lineman. Here we have a guy that flashed at right tackle. He's a guy that can do some things, but he also – right, can play along the offensive line. He could be a guard. We've seen him do those things. How did Joe Douglas allow this to happen? And then on Nwinu's agent even comes out and confirms that the New York Jets didn't even contact him. They didn't even contact his representation to even offer him a deal. So at this point, I'm kind of pulling my hair out. I'm wondering what's going on here, all right? What's happening? How is he going to address the offensive line? And then – he follows up. Joe Douglas signs John Simpson to a 2-year deal for $18 million. He's a left guard. Now, we heard about this a little bit. I believe it was Connor Hughes that was talking about how the New York Jets were going to be, you know, very frugal. Okay? They were going to bargain basement shop, right? And here we have the bargain basement shopping, all right? 26 years old, Simpson. He's cheap. Now, he brings something to the table as far as the run game, all right? He's a guy that can definitely be a thumper in the run game. He definitely gets downhill. He gets his hands on you. You're going to have quite a tough day. But his pass pro, suspect. That pass pro is suspect. He's also a big-time issue with penalties as well. We know the New York Jets offensive line struggled with penalties this season. So I know that there's a lot of Jets fans that want to, you know, put a rosy bow on this situation, but over here we keep it real, baby. All right, we keep it real for those of you that do not know. If you don't know, now you know, okay? I'm not in love with this Simpson signing, especially, again, Laken Tomlinson. We know how bad he was. There's a lot of people comparing Simpson to Laken Tomlinson. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not necessarily in love with this signing. I'm not in love with it, but again, maybe he falls into the fold, and he's able to iron out some wrinkles, right? Especially when you talk about offensive line coach being Keith Carter. We'll see what happens with Simpson. But again, you know, from what I've seen when he was spending his time there with the Ravens, I'm a little concerned. But we'll see how things continue to, you know, to unfold in this situation. But to me, you know, this was a signing that Joe Douglas, you know, looked at, a guy he valued. And he brought into the building. Again, the Jets were cheap. They were cheap, and we all know that. Now, as the day continued to roll, right, we get Tyrod Taylor into the building. Ooh, yes, sir. Tyrod Taylor brought in as our backup quarterback. I know that you love it because I do. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. This was one of the guys that was a guy I felt that we should target. Okay, I think my list was like Jacoby Brissett, Ryan Tannehill, and then Tyrod Taylor was right in there. Now, we got Tyrod for a 2-year deal. Listen, Tyrod Taylor is a consummate veteran, right? We know that. Veteran QB, he's got a solid arm, he's got a brain, right? He's not a guy that's going to kill you. He can come in and be a solid backup option for you. And not only that, he's also a guy that still can move, you know, in this league. He can still run around. We played him this year. So I like this move. I like what we have, you know, with Tyrod Taylor into the building. I know a lot of people were starting to look around as well with Tyrod now in the building as a backup quarterback. I don't know if y'all noticed, but Zach Wilson's still here to this point. You know, maybe he's a deal just got made 3 seconds ago. I don't know. But to this point, Zach Wilson is still here. He's still here, guys. And a lot of those backup quarterback, options that we talked about, they're starting to get slim. We've seen guys go elsewhere, right? Guys fill in spots, guys fill in positions all across this league, okay? Jimmy Garoppolo went to the Rams. I remember people were saying that that's where we were going to send Zach Wilson. Kenny Pickett went to the Eagles. Sam Howell to the Seahawks. Desmond Ridder to the Cardinals. I believe that that was a place that we were supposed to send Zach Wilson as well. What about the Colts? Oh, we can send Zach Wilson to the Colts. Joe Flacco's there. What about the Raiders? Gardner Minshew's there. What about the, in some distant world, right, maybe we send him to the Patriots. Maybe they think that they can rehab him and fix him. Maybe he's a guy that's a Danny Woodhead situation. No. Jacoby Brissett went to the Patriots. Sam Darnold goes to the Vikings. You're definitely not going to send Zach Wilson there. So many spots that we thought we were going to send Zach Wilson, right? So many people saying, oh, just trade him, get rid of him. Where do you send him? Where does he go? That's going to be a big question for tonight. I'm going to be asking that because a lot of those places are shoring up. And I'm wondering how the Jets handle that situation. Do you just cut him? That's $11 million dead cap money. We're going to see. So that's the question. But, again, Tyrod Taylor in the building, two-year deal. So after that, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, okay, they got John Simpson, yada, yada, yada. We got a left guard. Not in love with it, but okay, cool, right? What's going on with these tackles, though? When are they going to get signed? And then, boom, Joe Douglas makes the
move. Here we go!
Morgan Moses. Morgan, the old man Moses, is back in the building. Oh! I love it. I love this signing. I love this trade. I love what he did here. Joe Douglas woke up and said, hey, I got to go get myself a right tackle, and he called the Ravens, and they made the move. Ravens traded Morgan Moses to the New York Jets. The Ravens got the Jets' fourth-round pick, pick 112. They also got a sixth-rounder as well, pick 218. And the Jets got a fourth-rounder in return, right? So they pretty much swapped fourth-rounders, but the Jets got the fourth-round pick at pick 134, okay? And they got Morgan Moses. I like this move here, okay? For those of you that may not remember, Morgan Moses was here at one point in time, and he was solid. He was a solid right tackle. He actually did a decent job for us, and he was looking to get a long-term deal here. And I think that this is one of Joe Douglas's biggest regrets here as a general manager. They were going back and forth. There was a lot of talk about the Jets having a youth movement. Morgan Moses wanted to stay. They were trying to negotiate, and he ended up walking out the door, and going to another team, basically over $2 million. Joe Douglas didn't want to come up $2 million to keep Morgan Moses in the building. Come on. Shame on you, Joe Douglas. Shame on you, right? And we were all shocked when it happened because it was like, what in the crap? What's going on here, right? But he went out the door, and we've been, trying to figure out this situation at right tackle. But here he is back in the building now. I think that this was a great addition. I really like the move here. Again, we pretty much only gave up a six-rounder for him. And I like how much it costs, right? Again, another cheap but solid move. Okay, now this is a cheap move, but it's a solid move. Only cost $5.5 million, all right? Now, here's the deal. He is in the last year of that deal. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the Jets do next with Morgan Moses. Do you wait till you get mid-season or in-season to try to re-sign him, or do you just have him play out this deal and then try to, if he succeeds and he looks good, like he did before, and he's holding the fort, do you look to give him another deal to maybe keep him here, for the next maybe two years? Because he's 33 at this point. He's probably going to play to like 34, 35. What do you do with him? That's the big question. So we're going to see, right? So now we have our right tackle pretty much cemented this season, okay? We got our right tackle there. We got our left guard in Simpson. All right, not in love with it, but okay, we got our left guard. We look at the situation now, in my mind, that keeps ATV at right guard. I wanted to see ATV at left guard. But okay, right guard's fine. I just don't want him back out of tackle. So now I'm looking at this situation. I'm saying the Jets must address the left tackle position, right? That's what I'm looking at it as. All right, and we're going to be talking about that tonight as well. I know that there's a lot of names out there, Tyron Smith, Bakhtiari. I've gone on record, okay? Tyron Smith, good player, right? Like what he brings to the table. But the injury history is super concerning to me, and he wants big money. And that's what scares me, and it's honestly scared me away. I don't want to see the Jets take him. I think I know that Joe Douglas more than likely is not going to take him anyway because, again, he's bargain basement shopping. We know that. He's not – the type of money that Smith wants is going to be insane, right? It's going to be insane. We all know he wants to get paid big-time money. But the last thing I want is for him to get on – you know, get signed, get here, and then miss a time. We've seen that. I think he's only played 17 games the last two seasons combined. So I want to stay away from him. And, again, I want to stay away from Bakhtiari for the same reason. That guy's just a walking injury. He's been injured for so long, it's insane. At this point, in my personal opinion, I think the best option for the New York Jets to get a tackle, to get in here and do what it takes, is the draft. And it's very interesting to this point, right? We talk about the draft, and we're going to probably be talking about that a little bit tonight as well. We're going to continue to talk about it as the time comes around. I remember a lot of people were talking about Joe Alt going to the Chargers. Well, that could change. The Chargers got rid of a lot of their wide receivers. Keenan Allen out the door. Mike Williams out the door. They could be taking a wide receiver in the upcoming draft. Those tackles could come down. There's a possibility that we could be looking at Olu and various other tackles sitting right there at number 10. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the draft plays out. I'm looking at the teams that are ahead of us, and really the only team that I could see taking a tackle, in my mind at this point, is the Titans. And I know the Titans have definitely spent money along their offensive line as well. So it's going to be very interesting, very, very interesting. But, again, we'll be talking about that as time continues. We also were able to get Morstead back into the building as well. Salute and respect to Thomas Morstead. What a great punter. Man, again, special teamer, consummate veteran, a guy that really helped and saved us this year as well. His punting set us up beautifully this season. Beautifully. Beautifully. He really did the work. So salutes and respect to Morstead as well. Back into the building, two-year deal. I'm excited about it. I know other Jets fans are too. Solomon Thomas also re-signed with the New York Jets, so that's good. Again, continuing to build that defensive line, continuing to do his thing. Thomas was definitely a solid defensive lineman for us. Jack Hansen as well re-signed along the offensive line. So then I'm sitting back and I'm looking around and I'm going, okay, we got all these re-signings. We got things going. Bryce Huff sadly walked out the door. I was very upset about that situation. I was like, man, only went to the Eagles for $17 million per season. How does Joe Douglas not match that? I don't like that that happened. I mean, I don't see how Joe Douglas could have at least tagged him and signed him. If you knew you weren't going to be able to re-sign him in the offseason, you could have traded him. You could have did something. But goodness gracious, don't let this guy just walk out the door for nothing. And that's exactly what happened to us. So I didn't like that move. So I'm sitting back and I'm continuing to look. And then across the line, across the screen, C.J. Mosley gets a new deal here, right? We all know C.J. Mosley is amazing, but that deal that he had was an albatross, okay? C.J. Mosley's new deal with the New York Jets is a two-year deal, $17.25 million, and it saved the New York Jets $13 million. Now, keep in mind, he was going to make a non-guaranteed $17 million with a total of a cap charge of $21.5 million. That was going to be huge. The Jets were able to get a deal done, bring it down, and again, it saved them $13 million. Now, man, oh, man, I wish it would have been done earlier. It really would have gave the Jets opportunity to continue to build, again, especially with watching Bryce Huff walk out the door for $17 million a season with the Eagles. Man, the Eagles are having an offseason, I tell you. They are putting in the work, okay? They are putting in the work, man. Also, Corey Davis. Corey Davis applied for reinstatement, okay? And he was reinstated. And the New York Jets did release him from their reserve and injury list. So here we are. Corey Davis is back out on the market. Who knows what's going to happen with him going forward? I know there's been a lot of talk about the New York Jets possibly looking to bring him back. A lot of people want to see that. I mean, for the right price, I wouldn't turn it away. But, I mean, Corey Davis, when you look at kind of what he did here, a lot of injuries, okay? A lot of injuries. He missed time every single season. I think the first year he was here, he only played 9 games. And the last season, he only played 13 games. And, again, there was a lot of injuries, hip injury, knee injury, concussion. He never had anything over 540 yards here and a ton of drops here with the New York Jets. I believe the first season, there was a point in the season where he literally led the NFL in drops. So for the right price, I'd bring him back, but there's some other guys out there I'm interested in as well. I've heard a lot of talk about Mike Williams. I'm a big proponent of bringing in Mike Williams, big body wide receiver. You know, he's moved on from the Chargers. And I'm hoping the New York Jets, you know, take a look at him if he's not already gone. I also would like to see the New York Jets, be in on Cortland Sutton. All right, Cortland Sutton is a guy that I really want to see the Jets trade for. I really want to see that happen. I know the Broncos have already moved on from Jerry Jeudy. They sent him packing elsewhere, you know, made the trade. And they've been trying to trade, you know, Jeudy and Sutton for the longest, okay? So we'll see what happens, but I'm hoping that that Joe Douglas is in on that. Again, Tyler Boyd's out there as well. I know people are talking about T. Higgins, but I don't think the Bengals have franchised him. I don't think he's going to be on the move at all for this year. So those are the moves, man. And there were a lot of moves around the league as well. That's very interesting. We're going to get to the calls in just a second. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Salutes to everybody in the chat, all the savages. Again, keep me up to breath. You guys are watching, you know, what's going on. I'm sitting here. There's a lot of things moving, shaking, a lot of signings happening, a lot of guys moving around, you know. And I also come to the chat as well for questions or thoughts, so put those in the chat too. I love going back and forth and communicating with y'all. Michael Piper says, send Zach to the Canadian Football League. Oh, goodness gracious. GVH says he thinks, oh, you think Mike Williams is with the Bears? I'm not sure. Maybe that just happened. We'll see what's going on. He might be. But there's been a lot of big moves around the league, okay? Falcons give Kirk Cousins a 4-year deal, $180 million, $45 million guaranteed. Whoa. Yo, Kirk Cousins getting to the bag. He getting to the bag consistently, okay? He don't even have to make the playoffs. He don't have to win nothing. He just gets you the bag, man. I'll tell you, Kirk, can I borrow $5? You know what I'm saying? Can I borrow $5? That's all I'm saying. All right. And also, you know, you watch guys like Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles. Wow. They also have tampering charges coming on them. Supposedly, they contacted Saquon before the legal tampering period. So that's definitely not sitting right with Giants fans as well. They've been going back and forth, him and Tiki Barber. He blasted Tiki Barber. That's been a lot of craziness, all right? Derrick Henry goes to the Ravens. I think that that's an amazing fit. The Titans signed Calvin Ridley, 4-year deal, $92 million, $23 million per. Woo! He getting that money as well. He running it up, okay? He running it up. And let me tell you, if I was him, I would do the exact same because at the end of the day, man, like, it is what it is, man. It is what it is when you looking at that bag, man. It is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Get to the money. Get to the money, okay? Get to the money. Again, you know, you got Brian Burns as well going to the Giants. Danielle Hunter going to the Texans. Patrick Queen going to the Steelers. It's crazy watching guys go to their division rivals. Saquon Barkley with the Eagles. You know, Patrick going to those Steelers after leaving the Ravens. Very, very interesting. So we're going to see what happens going forward. Again, the New York Jets are going to continue to address position. There's a lot of talk about Jadeveon Clowney scheduled to meet the New York Jets next week. Could he be another guy that we bring into the building to help this pass rush? We'll see what's going on. So we're going to get to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I am taking all callers. Again, when you call in, please be patient. We will get to everybody, okay? We will get to everybody. Also, make sure that your phone line is good when you call in, okay? Don't call in on a phone that you just found in the Home Depot dumpster. Oh! All right? Please make sure your phone line is good to go and that your background is clear of noise. Also, again, if I don't know you by name, I'm going to call you out by area code. Please, for all the love of what's good, please know what your area code is. All right? If you want to give to the stream, Super Chat's there. Cash App is at the bottom of the screen. Anything you get to the platform is greatly appreciated. Again, please give a thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't already and hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will get to know. Also, pretty much the only rule on my show is don't call in here cursing. Don't curse on my show, all right? It's a family show because I'll get you out of here fast. I'm talking fast, all right? Faster than we got Mike Maccagnan out of here. Oh! So glad he's not our general manager anymore. Jeez Louise. Whew. I'm glad that guy's gone. You know all the bad deals that he signed? Anybody remember Tremaine Johnson? Huh? Want to hear Tremaine Johnson? Jeez Louise, that contract was awful. We're getting to the lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. First caller I'm going to, you know what time it is. We're going to Rusty, man. We're going to Rusty, okay? For those of you that do not know, okay, Rusty, that man's a savage.
Ah, security makes me crazy.
Rusty, what's going on, man? Listen, we're going to talk that talk, okay? I'm excited. I'm hyped. Salute and respect to all the savages in the chat. They're going off. They're going back and forth. Lot going on with the New York Jets, all right? And I want to start by asking you, what are your thoughts about some of the moves that the Jets have made in free agency? What are your thoughts about the signing of John Simpson, man? Do you like that? Do you think that JD did a good job addressing that left guard position?
Who, Coupon Joe or a.k.a. Imodium Joe? It's like a double-edged sword, but I mean, I hope it works out. I mean, the guy, he's good in the run game, but he's terrible in the passing game, that's for sure. But I don't know. At least he's a maniac. He's got that going for him. But he's had a lot of penalties, and like I said, he's not good in pass protection. But I hope he steps it up. I hope he's better than what we went through. And it's one of those shows, you know. I'm not allowed to curse, but it's one of those shows. It rhymes with it.
No, listen. I hear you. Okay. Rhymes with lit. I understand. Well, listen. I look at it like this. I'm not the glass is filled with green water. You know, I'm a guy that looks at things very fair. Okay. I don't keep my rose green colored glasses on. I'm very honest. Okay. I am not the biggest fan. Yes, I'm not the biggest fan of this signing, but you know, maybe he'll figure things out. Okay, maybe things will. He'll come here. We'll surround him. Whoever's going to be our left tackle, and that's where I want to go with you next. Maybe that will help him, right? Maybe he can get some help from the tackle, get some help from the center as well. We know Joe Tippmann is looking solid for us so far. Maybe that will get us over the hump. We don't need – I was thinking about this. We don't need, you know, five Pro Bowlers. We just need guys that are solid. Maybe he'll come
here. Yeah, we need solid
dudes. Just be solid. Yeah, maybe he'll come here and just be solid for us. All right, so that's what I'm thinking. Now, we're just talking about Simpson at that left guard position. What are your thoughts about left tackle? Because that has yet to be addressed. Where do you think that left tackle is going to come from? Is there a left tackle out there currently that you want to see resigned, or are you willing to address that in the draft? What do you want to see the Jets do there?
Oh, I want to do both in draft and sign. But how I feel, I think we're going to get Aaron's boy. I think we're getting Bach Diarre. So I know. I'm with you. I'm with you, man.
I'm listening.
And that's just how I feel. And then that's why I think hopefully we trade 10th, like back from 10th, not forward, because can't, you know, we need draft picks, so it doesn't make sense to go for all you know, in that sense, I know I'm probably going to get murdered in the freaking, what do you call it, by the other savages.
Wait a second. I want to back up, Rusty, because I want to make sure that I heard you correctly. If Alt is there at 10, you're saying don't take him.
No, I didn't say that. I said to trade to go get him, like trade you know, go down or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I mean, you can't not do that. Then we're handcuffed if that happens. It's like, well, got to take that guy. But, you know, if he's not there, trade 10th and, I don't know, trade with somebody at 13th in between there and then try and do it again in the first round. And then, I don't know, I like my dude Jordan Morgan, man. And people don't talk about him, which is unbelievable to me. He's literally the second best left tackle in the nation for consecutive years. He plays through injuries. He had his ACL torn this year in November, came back, made all Pac-12 again. He's done it multiple years in a row. Same thing with second team All-Americans, which when you're second team All-American literally means you're the second best at that spot if you're on the line, whether it be, you know, on the left side or the right side as far as tackles are concerned. So, and the dude's a monster, athletic freak. He's team captain. He's had over 2,400 snaps in his collegiate career. He's 22 years young. And that's why I think we're going to get somebody like Bakhtiari, because when the field gets Bakhtiari, it's going to happen, unfortunately. So when our field bites that guy like Pac-Man, then I think that's when we're going to bring, you know, someone like Jordan Morgan in or, you know, somebody to lessen that blow and then have our guys for the future while at the same time, you know, getting second-round picks, third-round picks, hopefully getting, like, you know, BBs and Van Prans. And I hope we go – that's what I really hope we do. I hope we can get, you know, a second, a third, or a couple thirds, something like that. With, I'm just saying my scenario with trading in the first once or multiple times – and just going offensive lineman with our first three picks and then go from there. You know what I mean? And then hopefully get like a wide receiver like Leggett, or in the fourth round get like Luke or somebody. Like Leggett, Walker, or McCaffrey. Those are my favorite three wide receivers. Not speaking of my man Marvin, of course.
Yeah.
But
I hear you. I just think that it's to me, it's unlikely that Marvin's going to be there. There's so many teams right now that are in the hunt, I believe, for a wide receiver. I think the Chargers are probably going to take a wide receiver. There's talk that Arizona might look to do that as well. But there are so many teams that are going to be looking at wide receiver help. That's why I'm thinking at some point, man, that I'm thinking, man, Joe Alt, there's a possibility he could be there at 10, real talk. In my mind, I can't think of a team outside of the Titans, right, that is going to take a tackle. I can't think of one outside of the Titans, and there's no guarantee that even the Titans will do it because, again, they spent some money. So I don't know, man. I'm starting to feel like there is a real possibility that Alt could be there. And even if Alt isn't there, Olufosinu, I think, is really good. I think he's the best pass protector in the draft. I think he's the best one.
I think he's the best pass protector in the draft. But I understand where you're coming from. I just don't like Olu. It's not just because he's from Penn State. I understand he's good and everything like that. But BB's a maniac in my eyes. He's just a ball of fatness that's just good and I don't know.
Listen,
he's a solid ball of fatness, I should say. He's athletic and runs faster than me, and I'm not nearly his weight, so got to give that kid credit. But, you know, Alu, you know, I give him credit where he is, you know. But I can also see teams jumping up and trying to snatch Joe Wall, too. I mean,
I was just about to say that. Yep, I can
see
that. And there's a lot of talk. Again, the Minnesota Vikings made a move already as well, getting the first round. There's a lot of talk about them moving up. There's talk about the Raiders moving up. There's some teams that are going to move up that could really, really augment the way that the draft is going to go. And so I think it's interesting. But I'm not interested in the Jets moving up for a tackle. I think it's going to be pretty expensive. And, again, we're already limited on picks, and we have to get some guys. If we did have extra capital, I could see it being done. Honestly, with what's happening, though, like with the heat that's on Joe Douglas in this front office to get things done, if this was the year for Joe Douglas to take big capital from you know, future drafts to move up and grab his guy, this would be the year to do
not,
that.
But,
you know,
oh, yeah,
saying?
He's got
not,
nothing
not
to lose.
Yeah, he don't. Because if you don't, you ain't got to worry about next year, baby. Because you're going to be up out of here for sure, man.
And another team that snapped up Joe Douglas, too. We can't forget that. He's not that bad of a GM, man. Like, he really isn't. I mean, what, we've had injuries at Becton, and then Zach is what Zach was, but we couldn't even get him protected, you know? So, like, and then our guy who was supposed to literally coach him freaking gets murdered, you know, by some kid. And then, you know, like, well, and then you just see, and then we got the field murdering our other players. So, like, if Woody really cared, instead of having FIFA money and all that other money in escrow that he gets, he'd throw some grass on the field. You know?
Yeah. It is what it is there. Now, as we continue to talk about this football team, Rusty, I'm looking at the situation, and I'm going, man, wide receiver. We know we need to add another one. You talked about getting guys in the draft, but there's some guys in free agency that I think could come in here and really help us out, man. Like, could really help us out. Yeah. I talked about, you know, Mike Williams earlier. I don't know, you know, where he's landed, if he's with the Bears or what he's doing, but there's some other guys as well. Tyler Boyd is out there. He's a guy that can come in here and help us. You know, there's so many guys that are out there, you know, that can come in here and really help us out here. There's a lot of people talking about, you know, Osborne as well. There's a lot of people that want to bring back Corey Davis. There was rumblings about Valdez Scantling. I mean, what are your thoughts about that? What are your thoughts about the wide receiver situation? Let me know.
I mean, I hope we don't bring back Brickhand Corey Davis. I can't stand him, number one. And the guy can't even jump a jump rope that's on the ground, not even swinging. So, like, he has no ups whatsoever. It's true. And
he said whatsoever.
It's my island accent from New York. But what do you call it? He and then, too, like, just because he didn't want to play, and then he got all butthurt probably because Lizard was here, which is cinder block hands. Corey's slightly better than cinder block hands Lizard. So, like, you have those two freaking – I don't even know. They can – you know, Corey can go kick his brick hands, and Lizard can go kick his cinder block hands, for all I'm concerned. It's – I'm done with both of them. I hope that, you know – and then JD – sitting there, even when the guy opts out of a contract, so he basically can sit out a year and have nothing, no consequences or anything. Joe's like, yeah, okay, you can go. You can leave the playground and not sit in timeout. Forget that, man. You're trade bait. I would have bundled him up with Lazard and Zach and just been like, yo, Denver, give me Sutton and a fourth. We'll give you these three clowns, you know? So I don't know. That's what I would hope, but I don't know. I still like Michael Thomas, though, even though people give me guff on it, because I don't know, man.
Yeah.
He hasn't been nothing since Breeze, but he can come back, man. Like, he's, you know, relatively young in those types of years. I think he's like 30 or 31. But the one thing that
Odell?
He doesn't miss
There's
is his hands.
A lot of talk about Odell. Some people want Odell.
Not me. I can't stand Odell. I can't stand him. Yeah, and then plus he gets hurt on top of his mouth, you know? And, like... You know, what's he – if we make the playoffs, that's when he's going to come back. And then what? He's like a freaking – a racehorse with two blown knees. You know, he's literally, like, on his last leg and almost to the glue factory. So, like, I don't know what we're going to do about that. And then all he would do in New York is run his mouth to the Giants and stuff like that and just cause more types of magnifying glasses on us that we don't already need, whether it's people running for vice president – You know, people talking about us instead of, like, during the Super Bowl instead of other teams. It's just nonsense. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Mecole Hardman with all that jibber-jabber, which we should get draft picks from Philly and from Kansas City, tell you the truth, for tampering. It just never ends, man. It's crazy.
KC, absolutely. I hope that Joe Douglas talks to the league and, you know, we get that cracking at some point, because the man literally admitted live on the pivot that he was, you know, he called the Chiefs, and that's clearly tampering. But as we continue to talk about this team, because I understand, you know, your outlook on the wide receiver position. Again, I would like to see – I wouldn't mind Tyler Boyd being here. I think this is a solid option. You know, I wouldn't mind it. But, okay, you know, when you look at this defense, though, there's a lot of things moving and shaking. I want you to give me your thoughts about Bryce Huff walking out of the door. I think it's going to have a pretty big impact on the Jets defense. Give me your thoughts about that first, man.
That's why I called JD Imodium Joe now. He literally hit the bet. Like, how do you do that? Like, how do you do that? It's just mind-boggling. My mind is literally trapped in a bottle. Like, how? How do you let him walk? How don't you let him – how do you not franchise him, tag him at least? Or how – like, he went for $17 million. And it's literally the same thing as, like, with Moses. You weren't going to pay him an extra $2 million? Are you serious? He better be terrible in Philly, which you doubt he is, because the guy just keeps on getting better and better. He's like the best
man.
Stock.
Oh man.
He's gonna like
man. Oh man.
It's
bruh. Let me tell you something.
And then
it
put pressure on.
Yeah,
oh,
it
my
puts,
bad. Go
it
ahead,
puts a lot of pressure on. No, listen, Will McDonald. It puts a lot of pressure on him.
That's
he's
what I mean.
Have
that's what I was
gonna
say.
Next year. Yeah, he's gonna have to have double digit sacks out the gate.
Yeah,
he's gonna have to do it next season. And so is Jermaine
Poor
Johnson.
Kid.
And Jermaine Johnson's phenomenal for his last season. Like, he's a good player, a Pro Bowler, all of that. But he only had 7.5 sacks. We need way more than that player. You let Bryce Huff walk out the door, who's an ascending elite pass rusher. I'm not saying that because I just like Bryce Huff and I love the story and I loved what he was going to do and everything.
Oh,
he
those
did
are facts,
the way
fam.
He showed up. Yeah, there's facts. If you look at the metrics, he literally is one of those guys. And so I'm sitting here just like you, Rusty, thinking to myself, well, you got the Eagles who literally broke their neck. The Eagles broke their neck, Rusty. They were like, you could tell their eyes got so big. Bro, they started cutting people. They started training.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Bro, they told Sweat. They told Riddick. They said, hey, seek a trade. We're going to get your keeper out of here. Get out of here. We got to make sure we find this guy. Bro, he was a
it looks like if you
Eagles
took a goose and put giraffe eyes on it. Like, that's how badly his neck was outweighed. It's like, okay, let's go get him,
bro.
You know,
he was a Philadelphia Eagle before I could even blink. There was in my mind, there was nowhere else he was going at all. They signed him so quick, and then again, they went. They just worked out something with Sweat, so he's going to stay there. We're going to see what happens with Hassan Riddick. I'm telling y'all, for those Jets fans that do not value Bryce Huff, and y'all think, oh, it's no big deal. Think about why the Philadelphia Eagles have done what they're doing. This was a team that had 70 sacks, I think, in 2022 or 2023. They went to the Super Bowl that year. The second team that year that had the second team in sacks that year outside of the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe it was the Chiefs. They went to the Super Bowl that year with the Eagles, too. There is no, confusion or question as to why that happened. Because in a league that's about rushing the passer, in a league that's about passing, you have to be able to effectively rush the passer. And when you're getting 70 sacks, which is like a couple away from the actual record, you're going to go
Two away. It's unbelievable.
Go ahead. Give me your take.
You're right on that. And then that was the thing, too. So, like, what they were missing in trying to get Mahomes, now they got, because Huff goes and gets Mahomes. Huff goes and gets Allen. And, they're like, oh, really? You're going to just give him to us? No franchise tag, nothing? We didn't even get a freaking sixth round for him or anything. No franchise him. They would have grabbed him off a franchise tag. I guarantee it. You know, what's another $3 million to that 17? It ain't nothing. Or what, $3 or $4 million? They're like, whatever. Let's cut somebody else because we can make up for it on the offensive side of things. So, crying's my kids. It's crazy.
Rusty, it hit me right in the stomach. And I talked to so many Jets fans that were like, I don't care. I don't care about it at all. And I'm like, bro, do you not see what's going on around here? Do you not see what's happening? Do you not see that the Eagles have been there, have won a Super Bowl in recent times? And they're like, what? they moved so fast to grab him. That tells you something. And again, he's a guy that's ascending. He's getting better. He led our team in sacks.
He
had over 10 sacks. He's going to get better than he already is. It is what it is.
He's like Bitcoin, man.
It
just keeps on going up. That's it.
What are your thoughts about Jadeveon Clowney?
Let's sell at $40. Meanwhile, it's at $72. What? What'd you say? My bad.
What are your thoughts about Jadeveon Clowney supposedly having business with the New York Jets next week?
I mean, if we can get last year's Jadeveon, where he was, getting 9.5 sacks, and he kills it in the rush game. Got to give him on that. He eats up running backs and stuff like that. But if we can get him to where he was on that year and cheaper, not like we got Kinlaw or whatever his name is for $8 million or
$7.25 million.
Oh God, I can't believe that one, too. I was happy when we got them. Then I saw the numbers. I'm like, wow, really? Really? Yeah. What are you making up for the taxes? And no, take no offense to this. What are you taking up for the taxes in California and doubling it just because you're in New York? Like, oh, my God. Like, oh, God, it's crazy.
Listen, listen. Everybody knows I'm in Cali. You better get to the bag out here. You're going to be sleeping in a box on the curb, okay?
Yeah, Purdy is, and he makes here. Like 700 grand a year.
Yeah, you know, listen, this is not a podcast about the economy, but y'all, you know what I'm saying?
No.
You better watch it when you come out to Cali, all right? Listen.
Those taxes are real.
What are your thoughts about Greg Zuerlein, Thomas Morstead, those two veteran special teams guys being brought into the building? Are you excited about that, man?
Yeah, I'm glad we brought back the leg and old man Wilson. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's good at those coffin kicks, and he can boot it when he needs to. And, you know, he's mm-hmm. got that psychological. And also, you know, he speaks his mind. You know, I love
yeah.
how he chips back. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
he doesn't take that guff and that sass from other players and mm-hmm. stuff. He talks about his team, and he's got, you know, he's got pride in it. And that's another thing, too, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. You're not hearing a lot of Jets. The ones that are here, they're not bad-mouthing our team. So there's something
yeah.
there with that. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, we got to Pee-wee JV at best offensive line because they're always hurt. But meanwhile, our defense are superstars. But let's just chop off the other head of Ghidorah and just send him to Philly for peanuts on a dollar and nothing in return. It just drives me crazy, man. Oh, it doesn't make sense.
Rusty, before I let you go, this has been a phenomenal call from you. Give me –
You're awesome,
give
man.
Give me a player that you covet that you want to see the New York Jets bring into the building and get signed, and give me a player that you're not interested in that you want to see the Jets stay far away from in free agency.
Corey Davis and Odell, I want no way, you know.
Okay.
Corey can go kick his brick hands. I'm done with him. And Odell, au revoir, you know, see ya. I want the
uh-huh.
board split you with a – or hit you with a good board split or whatever. You got me all jibber-jabbered up, freaking Odell.
So who's the guy
but,
that you
I mean, it stinks in a way because, you know, the left tackles that I want, they're both always injured for the past, like, 3 years. Williams from the Cowboys, and then he's going to want a price tag that, I don't know, Frugal Joe, there's another one for you, I don't think is going to spend. So that's why I think we're going to get Bakhtiari. But
mm-hmm.
I hope that we get a wide receiver, whether it's Boyd, Michael Thomas on a prove-it-year
mm-hmm.
deal. I just don't want to
mm-hmm.
give up draft stock. But and then, too,
okay.
What's his name, the other Mike Williams from the Chargers. Like a big-bodied guy
oh.
that can hold his own
yeah.
and have that wingspan and, you know, let it go and let it, you know, sit there and fight for it and,
yeah.
you know, not
listen.
Not be so
listen,
one-dimensional
Rusty.
And droppish.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, Rusty, this was a phenomenal call from you. Thank you for calling in. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right, my friend?
Absolutely, Joe. You're awesome. Salutes to you, fam, and salutes to fellow savages. Let's go, Jets. Let's get this. Let's hopefully get this.
That's Rusty calling in, man. Always good to speak with him. He's always got some great takes. We're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I am taking all callers, okay? Also, keep in mind, savages in the chat, I see you. I see you when I come to y'all, okay? We're going to come to y'all right quick, okay? There's a lot of people going off, a lot of things to say, a lot of things going on. Salute to Dakota. Dakota says, Alt is an elite athlete. Alt is a monster, and Fasanu is a beast. They are. He also says they're both fantastic. They are. They are, man. I like what's going on with those guys. I'm telling you, the New York Jets right now, we're sitting in the position where at 10, I'm telling you, there's a chance that Alt could be there. Unless some team jumps us, which I don't know who would do it. I don't know who would do it, but there's a chance that he could be there. But Olu and Fuaga at this point, and again, I know, you know, Fuaga's more of a right tackle, but Morgan Moses is 33. He's not going to be here forever, right? Maybe you take Fuaga if he's there to sit him behind Morgan Moses. That could be an option for the Jets. But if Olu is there, I think they snatch Olu up immediately and put him on that left side, and then your line is secure, okay? But there's a lot of things, a lot of moves that need to be made. The New York Jets must flesh out that left tackle position. You know, we'll see what happens. I know people are screaming about Bakhtiari. I am scared, okay? All right? If you're scared, get a dog. I'm going to get my dog immediately, okay? Because I'm scared of the Jets bringing him in, okay? I'm scared, all right? I don't want that to happen. I don't think that should be plan A. Ton of injuries. Can you count on him to actually be out there during the season? I don't think so, all right? But we'll keep on talking about that. Sean Bennett in the chat, salute Savage. He says, Clowney is a must, $10 million a year. Mm. We'll see what happens, all right? We will see what happens, okay? Jose Duran, salutes and respect to you as well, another Savage. Jose Duran says, Joe is an idiot for not trading that fourth for Keenan Allen. We need Tyler Boyd now. He says, we need a wide receiver ASAP and draft a tackle. Even trade back with the Vikings so they can get a QB and we still have a chance to get a tackle. Mm. Boy, oh boy. There's a lot of talk about Andre Dillard as well. He's out there. He just got released by the Titans, I believe. Okay? So it's going to be interesting. And again, for those of you that do not know, Zach Wilson still in the building. Zach Wilson is still in the building, ladies and gentlemen. All right? I don't know where you're going to send him. I'm just asking questions about my best friend, Zach Wilson, you know? 515-602-9639. 529-639 is the number. Call in. I'm taking all callers. Next! We're going to Mike, man. We're going to Mike from Tom's River. Max, you'll be next. I see you. We've got to come to Max, too. He's going to talk that talk, but we got to get to Mike from Tom's River. He's going to tell us what's up, okay? For those of you that do not know, Mike, he's a savage. Mike, salutes and respect to you. Always good to have a discussion with you, my friend. I'm sitting here, and I'm looking around at the Jets free agency moves, and Morgan Moses, man, we were able to make a trade, bring him into the building. What are your thoughts about the move, and what are your thoughts about what Joe Douglas has been able to do with the Jets' offensive line?
I thought it was a great move. He never should have let him go in the first place, you know, mm-hmm. over the $2 million or whatever. But I actually like the Simpson pickup, too. Now,
really?
He's actually a good – I'm sorry. He's actually a really good pulling guard. So is Tippmann. So is AVT. You know, because I heard that they were going to change from going from the zone blocking, mm-hmm. and they were going to go to the gap scheme. Imagine that with Brees Hall just going 100 miles per hour to the hole. You know, I think that could really be good. And then I don't want Smith. I think he's too injury prone. I would take Bakhtiari on the veterans minimum and then give him like $750,000 a game incentive, you know, but I would also draft at the number 10. I would fell to 10 or the Penn State guy fell to 10, I'd pick him up too, you know, and have Bakhtiari cause he's coming off the injury, you know, so let him heal it up and just use him as backup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's always coming off an injury, Mike. he's been injured so much.
I understand it, but just
yeah.
But imagine
he's
this
been
though.
Injured so if much. Go ahead.
But if say like we got Alt or the Penn State guy, imagine the size of our offensive line, how big that's going to be, and that's what they say is let them off the bus first, and you know you're in for some bully ball, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, listen.
Bryce Hall?
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, listen, I hear you, all right? Listen, I want to make sure that Aaron Rodgers is protected this upcoming season. I want to ensure that Bryce Hall is going to be able to run wild like I want to see him run wild. I'm terrified of giving, you know, of signing Bakhtiari because he's never healthy, ever. That knee injury is wild. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. And I like Tyron Smith as a player, but he's been injured quite a bit as well.
Yes.
And he's missed, you know, significant time. So it's kind of, you know, pick your poison. Either way, you go, you know. I mean, of course, Tyron Smith is the better, you know, option there at tackle. Mm. But the injury concern is just so great for me. I want to bring in somebody that's going to be there, and especially a young guy. That's what leads me more to thinking that Joe Douglas is going to attack, you know, in the draft. He's going to take one of the tackles that's going to be there. But we'll see, because there's so many options, you know, out there for the New York Jets still, you know, especially a tackle. I just talked about Andre Dillard. Maybe he's a guy that they bring in. Maybe they look to make a move. But, again, I think the draft is definitely where they're going to attack that left tackle position. Now, you talked about Simpson. I know that they're moving to a, you know, like you said, they're moving to a different scheme. I know that that was kind of thrown out there. That's been the rumor that's swirling around. But Simpson is so questionable in pass pro. That's my big thing about him. Mm. Like, but again, maybe, you know, he's here. Maybe he's going to be better here. But then I look around as well at this offense and I say to myself, okay, Joe Douglas doing his thing with the offensive line. We'll shore up that left tackle position one way or another. But the wide receiver spot, I'm wondering, why not make some moves there, right? There was a lot of people talking about Calvin Ridley before free agency started. We see all how that end up. He's not coming here. Okay, he's already signed, done. He's got big money. I wanted Courtland Sutton. He's still, you know, I think he's still on the market. We'll see what the Broncos end up doing with him. There's a lot of people screaming for Boyd. We, you know, Savage is in the chat. There's, you know, a guy, I think it was Sean Bennett, screaming about, you know, not going after Keenan Allen. Is there a wide receiver that's still out there that you would like to see the New York Jets target? Because I even was talking about bringing in Mike Williams, you know. But what are your thoughts, man? Mm-hmm. Who's the guy out there that you want to see the New York Jets bring into the building?
Well, first of all, let me just say, Jets actually could trade for Cam Robinson, too, for left tackle in the Jaguars, too. You'd probably get him for pretty cheap because they're over the cap. I like Mike Williams, and I think they can get Boyd, too.
Okay, so you want to see him double dip and, okay, twice. What about Corey Davis? There's some people that want to bring him back. Would you be interested in that?
I actually would. I don't mind him. I mean, he drops the ball sometimes, you know, but he's better than Lazard. And I heard the Jets were trying to trade him, and nobody's going to take him. Just like that, you know. My God.
Speaking of Zach, right, I want to ask you about him, man. Where do you think the Jets sent him? where do you think we could send him at this point? Like, where do you think we would be able? He would be able to go?
Maybe like the Canadian Football League or the XFL? Nobody's going to take him. Nobody's going to take him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be rough going forward, especially, again, you know, so many of those teams we thought were going to be able. Yeah, and so many of those teams that we thought were going to be, you know, possible destinations for him, they've shored up their spots, you know, with you know, some veteran QBs. You know, the Colts went out and grabbed their guy. You know, we saw – yeah, it's crazy. So I don't – I just don't think it's going to happen. But what are your thoughts about Tyrod Taylor being a New York Jet? Were you excited about him being signed?
He's good. He's good, but he just gets hurt a lot. It all depends. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has got to stay healthy, you know. There's a strong breeze that will come by, and Tyrod Taylor might get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, he's a guy. He got hurt last season, but again, you know, that was against us. He definitely he got fell on, and it was really bad.
He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he can move too. That's the big thing as well. He could definitely move and you know, evade stuff, and that's something you can also bring into your scheme and everything. You know, having a guy some RPOs, some different stuff like that. Because he's a guy that can move around, I think it's going to be a really good look for us. But I really like that. Now, another signing I really like, actually two signings I like, Greg Zuerlein, Thomas Morstead, brought back into the building, man. Wow, right? Two guys that are solid on special teams that really put things together for us. What were your thoughts about those signings, man?
Oh, I was hoping they were going to bring that back, both of them, you know. And I just heard Morstead, he just did a podcast. And he's such a good guy, you know. He's a big dude too. He's a big weightlifter, but he's such a family guy, you know. Like he's 100%, you know. Like he's a big diehard teammate, you know. Like he sticks up for the teammates. I remember when what's his name when he went to Kansas City when he got caught.
Mecole Hardman. He was the first guy to speak about speak up against Mecole Hardman.
Yep. So that's like he's a really cool dude, man.
No, yeah, I absolutely hear you there. Now, my final question for you, Mike, before I let you go, man. At this point in free agency, what grade would you give Joe Douglas?
Right now, I would say a B+.
Okay. B+, solid, man. Is there a free agent that you want to see the Jets sign, and what free agent do you want to see the Jets stay away from?
Let's see. I would like to see Mike Williams because he's coming off the ACL, like week three, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh body, you know. So maybe he won't get hurt. And stay away from Smith from the Cowboys. Stay away from him.
Oh, Tyron Smith. Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
You want to stay away. Listen, Mike, it's been a phenomenal call from you. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right, my friend?
No problem, Joe. Have a good one.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We're going to keep the show rolling again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I'm taking all callers. Again, no matter where you're watching me from, please give the stream a thumbs up, okay, wherever you're watching me from. I'm on YouTube, as you folks can see, all right, as well, okay? Long Beach Joe Jets. It's in the description. Hit the link tree. Come on over to YouTube. Subscribe. Hit that notification bell so when I post content, you will be in the know. Okay? You will be in the know if you do that. All right? Salute to the savages in the chat. Max will come to you in a second. North Carolina, I see you. We'll be coming to you as well very soon. All right? Jose Duran in the chat says, Zach is a cat that has 9 lives. He also says, he wants Tyler Boyd over Mike Williams. Sean Bennett salutes to you in the chat as well. Savage. He says, Boyd for 2 years at $22 million. Okay. We'll see what's up, man. We'll see what's up. Sean also says, what about Tyron Smith? At least we can get 10 games from him. See, that's the thing, man. The season is longer than 10 games. I've gone back and forth with so many Jets fans, it's insane. I had an argument. I've been arguing with people that want Tyron Smith, and I get it. He's a talented guy. But he don't play, dog. He's injured so much, it's insane, bro. Like, it's crazy how much he's injured. Even last season, he didn't play the full season. I think he played like 13 games. He played 13 games last season. You know, it's like, geez Louise, and I get it. He's I think he was a second-team All-Pro. I understand. I get it. All right, second-team All-Pro, yada, yada. But the guy doesn't play. He doesn't play. You can't have that here. And then just thinking, well, at least if he plays, 13 games for us, we'll be all right. Well, what about in 2022 when he only played 4 games? Or what about in 2020 when he only played 2 games? Would you be all right with that? You'd have a gigantic hole on that left side opened up, and you paid this guy big money because he wants big money. He's not coming cheap at all. Not even a little bit. Okay? So that's the debate we're going to continue to have. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I am taking all callers. Next, we're going to Max. Max, we're coming directly to you. Savages in the chat, keep putting your questions and your thoughts. I'll be coming to y'all as well. All right. For those of you that do not know Max, he's a savage. Max, salutes to you, man. We're sitting here. We're talking. We're going back and forth. I'm upset about Bryce Huff walking out the door and going to the Eagles for $17 million a season. I'm not happy about that. What are your thoughts about some of the moves that Joe Douglas has made, and what are your thoughts about Huff no longer being a New York Jet?
I think it totally sucks that Huff's not there, and I'm going to grade Joe Douglas a C, and that's being generous. I think Joe Douglas did not do a good job in free agency. Like, I think we could have addressed receiver. I think we should have probably addressed receiver and offensive line. I mean, it's good we signed the Ravens offensive lineman, but when I was looking at Reddit posts, he committed so many penalties, and we've had problems on the line with penalties on the offensive line with, like, because I remember Tomlinson got a ton of penalties. Like, we got, like, a ton of penalties on the offensive line because we had such a bad offensive lineman. And then John Simpson, the Ravens guy, got a ton of penalties. in the game. I think he got like one penalty average per game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he had about 11 penalties on the last season, I believe. Yeah, he had about 11 penalties. Look, I get it, man. It's rough. I didn't like the Simpson signing either, but the Morgan Moses trade, I thought that was a solid trade. What are your thoughts on that?
I think we should have never let him go. I think we should have paid the money, and I think Joe Douglas is a cheap GM. I think that because you could have paid Bryce Huff his money. He was the best edge rusher the Jets have had since John Abraham. Let him go. You signed Kinlaw. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a good signing at all. I mean, this guy is injured. Even before he's injured, he wasn't good. He had one good season. We should have just kept Bryce Huff. We should have paid him extra money. I mean, we should have given him a contract extension. Like, he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, Kinlaw, I don't think he's going to be that good. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah, I'm upset about it as well. And then, especially after watching C.J. Mosley get a new two-year deal, which saved the Jets $13 million. I mean, what are your thoughts on that situation? Don't you think that should have been done earlier to really give the Jets more ammunition going into free agency?
I think it should have been done earlier. We should have kept Bryce off. We should have kept this. We should have cut Lazard. I think we should have just traded Lazard, like, instead of, like, getting, oh, let's just not sign Bryce off. We should have just cut Lazard. I mean, he's done nothing. I mean, he hasn't caught one touchdown as a Jet. I mean, he wanted it because Aaron Rodgers wanted it as a teammate, but he sucks.
No, yeah. I mean, it's rough. I think the Jets, I think he's got like one. I think this is after this season, if he doesn't get it together, he is going to be gone because I think they can get out of that contract without having any, you know, dead cap money. I think like after this season is when they get into the period in his contract where they can move on from him and cut bait and not owe anything. So I think that's why he's still here, because if they could get rid of him, they would have done it. I mean, Robert Saleh stood on a podium. That's the first time I've ever heard Robert Saleh stand on the podium and literally say that a player is going to be out of here. When talking about Alan Lazard, he said he's got a year and a half left here. And then he walked off the podium. That was crazy. He was so mad about Alan Lazard and everything he'd done. And, again, Lazard was benched, this past season as well. He's got to pick it up next season or his keister is going to be out of here. Speaking about the wide receiver position, what are your thoughts about that, man? Who do you want to see the Jets kind of sign? Is there a guy out there that you still think will be a viable option for the Jets?
I think the Jets should get T. Higgins, and I think the reason why I say that is because I see T. Higgins, he's requesting a trade, and T. Higgins will be a good receiver off the market. He could be a good wide receiver, too.
I don't think that's
– wide receiver, too, on the Bengals. I mean, he could easily be wide receiver one. And I think if the Jets get it, we'd be – bona fide contenders with Aaron Rodgers, unless Aaron Rodgers runs for vice president against Kennedy. I heard that before. I was like, if he runs, I'm like, he's screwed. I'm like, did you see that? I was like, oh, he's like one of the top people for RFK. I'm like, it was the craziest thing. And if he's like, oh, let me just rather campaign, I'm like, yeah, but we're going to be stuck with Tyrod Taylor, who's like often injured. Like, and I saw this report.
Well,
I was like, oh, yeah, come on. Like, we're trying to get Caleb. I mean, I'm kind of concerned with the Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, that report from everything that I've heard, it's not locked on that he's going to be – I don't think he's going to do that. I think it's just a lot of hubbub because there's been a lot of things said, but there's been a lot of talk about that he's going to be there for VP and stuff like that. But I don't think that that's realistic. I think there's a lot of smoke being blown in that situation. But, Mike – give your final thoughts here, man. Give me a free agent that you want to see the Jets stay away from, and give me a free agent that you want to see the New York Jets end up signing.
So my free agent I want the Jets to sign, wide receiver, is T. Higgins. I think he could be a solid wide receiver, too, if not wide receiver one.
Well,
he
he's
really
not a free agent, though. He's not
and
a free agent. He's a guy that's already franchised, so we'd have to trade for him.
Would be a good free agent, and then a free agent that I want to stay away from. Not a lot of people are saying this. Michael Thomas. I want the Jets to stay away from him. He's been often injured.
Okay.
He hasn't played a full season since 2019. Isn't it crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, a wide receiver, like, oh, Mike Thomas, like, a prove-it deal. I'm like, he hasn't played since 2019, and he has not been good since 2019. Since 2019, he's been often injured. I'm like, if the Jets get him, we're going to be doomed because he's often injured. I don't think OBJ would be a good signing. I think it would be a crap signing. He had, like, he was horrible in Cleveland. He had one season of the Rams, ACL, the Ravens. He wouldn't even go with Lamar Jackson. He was like a wide receiver, too. I was like, we should not get him. Like, he's not going to be a good receiver.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, no, listen, Max. listen, Max, I got to slide off. It's been a great call from you. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right, my friend?
Okay.
All right. Thank you again for calling in, man. We're going to keep it moving, keep it shaking. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I am taking all callers. Next, we're going to North Carolina. We're going to North Carolina. He knows what he is talking about, okay? This is a guy that has great takes, and I want to hear him, all right? Val, you'll be after that. Justin, I see you. You're coming next, too. Hold on, all right? But we got to get to North Carolina and hear his takes. For those of you that do not know, that man from North Carolina, oh, best believe he is a savage. Salutes, my friend. I want to thank you for calling in. It's always good to hear from you. A lot of things moving and shaking right now against, you know, in free agency, right? Jets making moves, a lot of things happening. Give me your thoughts about some of the signings that Joe Douglas has made along the offensive line. John Simpson in the building. He made a trade and got Morgan Moses. What are your thoughts about this, man?
I think both moves are very good. Surprising
really? Okay.
To Morgan Moses, because I was just thinking about him the last few weeks, him and George Fant. I said, it almost seemed like our better days when they were with us. And then after their departure, we really started having issues. You know, Mekhi could never recover from his dislocated knees. And it's good to see him back. Sounds like a little reunion. The only thing we need to do now is get George Fant, reacquire George Fant, and that'll make it complete.
Man, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of things, you know, going on. A lot of things moving and shaking. I mean, we'll see. I think George Fant, he signed to a team already. I can't remember who it was, but I think he's already on a squad. But I like the Morgan Moses, right? Right tackle. You get into the building. Cheap, $5.5 million on the last year of his deal. But I'm not a fan of the Simpson move. Not a big fan of it, but we'll see if it actually works out, if he pans out. Cheap guy, 26. Maybe he comes here and is able to continue to get better and ascend. But that left tackle position in North Carolina has a gigantic hole in it. There's no one there.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, who are you looking at to come in and fill that hole? Is there a free agent you want to see the Jets grab? Or are you fancying somebody that's in, you know, that's going to be coming out in the draft that you think the Jets could target? What do you think they should do to get a left tackle over there to make sure that Aaron Rodgers isn't getting his head knocked off this year?
Yeah, it appears to be a little more complicated in terms of free agency. It's pretty thin. The group at the left tackles are very thin, so it's looking like we might be locked into taking a tackle in the draft. I was kind of hoping we can make some acquisitions to kind of give us a little bit more flexibility. I mean, we've done a little something that's going to help. You know, the Simpson acquisition was to change the whole mindset of the O-line. It's to be more aggressive, more physical, run the ball. You got Breece Hall, which is what I've been thinking they should do, even though Aaron Rodgers is returning. They should lead with their running game. I've been a Jets fan for 40 years. The years I've seen the Jets when they were near, almost got to the Super Bowl, was running attack. Early 80s, 1983, Freeman McNeil led the AFC in rushing. Thomas Jones, 2009, led the AFC. Didn't he lead the AFC in rushing?
Yeah. I mean, listen, when the Jets are running the football, those years with Rex, ground and pound, that's our identity. And I get that. And I was hoping that the New York Jets, we would really get – ground and pound people this year. And I think that that's still a focus. I think running the football, playing complementary football, even Robert Saleh talks about it, you know, playing football – that leads to our strength, especially with our defense being so phenomenal. You're running the ball. Not only are you gaining yardage, not only are you wearing the other team down, but you're also giving your defense a chance to really get their wind underneath them, because you're going to be dominating the time of possession with your play style as well, with your offensive choices too. So I get that, you know, but my thing is Simpson is awful in pass protection, and he's a walking penalty. Like, he had a ton of penalties last season. So that's just my thing. But, again, maybe he turns a leaf, right? But then you look at that left tackle position, like you said, Jai, if there's some question marks about that, man. Tyron Smith, Bakhtiari, do you want to take that chance? Tyron Smith is big money, big injury history. Bakhtiari, do you want to do that? I don't think so either. It's rough, but like you said, and I think I think we're going to be locked into a tackle, locked into taking a tackle in the draft.
So too.
That's what I think is going to happen. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I think unfortunately, which I don't like that in terms of draft strategy, but I think unfortunately, whether we trade down and add a tackle, which I'm kind of in favor of that, unless Alt slides to us at 10. Now, if Alt slides to us at 10, you know, obviously you're going to stick and pick. But I think otherwise, I think I'm going to probably take some phone calls at 10 and try to move down at least a couple of slots. We can pick up a second-round pick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry, but you wouldn't be interested in Olu if he's at 10 either?
I like Olu. To me, I think he's the best pass-protecting tackle in this draft. A lot of people aren't talking about that. Because he's not a really physically imposing run blocker. He's not dominant. He's not like Fuaga, where he's aggressive and savage. You know, he'll drive you running in the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Olu Fasano is smooth. He's got great size and length. I see him and compare him to DeBrickashaw Ferguson. I've heard those comparisons. Mm. That's what I think he's like. Only difference is I think he's a little more physically developed than Brick was. I think Brick was like 280 pounds, I think they said at one time when he first came to us, which is light for a tackle. And then, you know, eventually by the time Rex came in, he was well over 300 pounds and reached more of his full, full physical maturity, you know. But Olu Fasano, I think that's a consideration as well. But what if he's sliding down the board? Let's say we move from 10 to 13, 10 to 14. He could slide to us. I've been hearing word on him that he's sliding down a lot of people's draft boards. People aren't as keen on him as they are Fuaga, even Latham. Now, you heard of him. He's a very good right tackle.
Yep.
He's a right tackle, though, and he's not a left. I think the problem we're having even with the draft is interesting is you got some good tackles, but most of them are right tackles except Alt and Fasano.
And Olu,
the only true left tackles in this draft.
Yep.
All these other guys, they're good tackles, but they're right tackles. Now, Fuaga, I really like him. His reports are really strong, his scouting report, and I like the video I've seen of him. But can he play left tackle? We really don't know.
But then the question also looms, and again, we'll be talking about the draft as it nears closer. We'll be getting into that as well because it shows you year-round. But you start to look at the future of your right tackle position. Morgan Moses, 33, he's not going to be here for forever. So you start to look, you start to say, hey, maybe if Fuaga is there, you take him anyway, sit him behind Morgan Moses, and then next year you got your starting right tackle. You can move on from Morgan Moses and figure things out. Maybe there's a left tackle that you can grab out there. Maybe you go after Dillard. Maybe you go after, you know, somebody else filling that left tackle position.
Yeah.
You got your starter there. You know, there's some options if you fancy Fuaga that much. But, again, I'm a big I'm big on Fuaga. Everyone knows I've been talking about him since the end of the season, since before Morgan Moses. Like you said, that guy's a killer. He will take your head off.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He
it's
is
nasty.
Physical. And if he gets his hands on you, God bless, okay? But Olu, I
think I heard that.
Too. Brother, let me tell you. Olu has definitely come more into the picture for me because, again, Morgan Moses is here now, and we need that true left tackle.
Yeah.
And he, like you said, he is a smooth guy.
Yeah.
He's always where he needs to be. I know people that say he's not as physical as they want him to be, but let me tell you something. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. He'll put it on you as well, and his pass is phenomenal. I'm talking phenomenal. So, as we can
he is. He's really good.
Yeah, as we continue to talk about this football team, Bryce Huff out the door, man. $17 million a season with the Eagles. What are your thoughts about that and the impact that it could have with the Jets? And what are your thoughts about Jadeveon Clowney coming in for the Jets next week in a visit? Do you think that we need to make sure that Jadeveon Clowney ends up being a Jet because the impact of Bryce Huff leaving and what it could have on the defense?
Let me tell you, I was just disgusted by him signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. That should have never happened.
That should have never happened. I'm surprised with Sala's our head coach. We never know whether Sala, you know, fought for him to keep him there. They may have had those arguments and discussions inside, but I can't imagine Sala being too keen on letting Bryce Huff, you know, slip away. Because, you know, he loves his three-headed monster, his rotation, which I do too. I'm seeing what he's doing now, and it's very unique. At one time, we had something very special and something that was distinct and made the Jets different and unique, and I like it. The fact that we can actually send waves of pass rushers, two and three waves of them, and they can get to you and put you down at any time. Now, with Huff's departure, we've lost some of that. We've lost some of that luster. We still have Jermaine Johnson, who's a monster, and Will McDonald is better than people think he is. I've seen his scouting reports, and I've seen this guy play. He is amazing. Will McDonald is no joke. I think his ceiling is higher than Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff has that get-off. The Will McDonald has that bend and that freakish athleticism. I've even seen the video. Did you see the video of him jumping over the cars?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen all that stuff, yeah.
He's amazing, freaky, really freaky athletically. And I think he's going to be an amazing player for us. I would not be surprised with Aaron Rodgers' return, you know, getting points on the board. I would not be surprised if he gives us at least 10 sacks this year. I'll be very disappointed if he doesn't do at least that. I think he's going to have a great year, you know, opportunity to be on the field.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to have to, because I've talked about it tonight. He's got to give us double-digit sacks next season because, listen, Jermaine Johnson, phenomenal player for us. You know, he's a Pro Bowler last year, 7.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Will McDonald only three sacks for us last season. He's got to have double-digit sacks with the departure of Bryce Huff. They've got to be able to fill that void, the numbers that he just left with. And, again, I think Bryce Huff is going to be unbelievable when he gets to the Eagles. That rotation, cooking, okay? Not only did they get Saquon Barkley,
you know, the Eagles,
there's some tampering out
the
there.
The Eagles are one of the few defensive units that is very similar to us. They're loaded as well on defense. So because he's with them, he has a chance to thrive just as he did with us. Because they're so loaded. They have edge rushers.
Yes.
They have interior linemen that are monsters.
Yep.
They have corners,
Jalen Carter,
cover, safeties. They've got everything. That's true.
Yes.
Jalen Carter.
Listen,
so he's going to thrive.
Smith,
it's going to be.
Like,
that's right.
Man, Jalen Carter, Nolan
and
Smith.
And the names go on and on.
Sweat. Yeah, it is crazy over there. And I keep telling people.
It is.
There's a reason why the Eagles are doing what they're doing. They had 7 sacks and went to a Super Bowl. They're not stupid. what's going on. Like, they know what's going on. But okay.
And then
you know,
guess what?
Huff,
they turn
Bryce
around. They turn around and stole Saquon Barkley from the Giants. That really got my attention. I said, "Whoa!
Woo.
They got Saquon back. Oh my God!" I'm like, "Oh my God!" I feel sorry for the Giants. I'm glad I ain't Giants in that division.
Yeah,
I know we got our hands full with the Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins, but I'm glad I'm not over there had to deal with the Eagles. I'd rather deal with Buffalo and Miami than had to deal with the Eagles now. Eagles are scary.
Yep.
They are scary. That's one of the few teams that put some fear in my heart. It's the Giants.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen
Hurts and Saquon Barkley, RPO. Oh, good luck, all right?
Good luck,
ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Good luck.
You're
right.
Figure
it out. Whatever you need, you're going to be cooked.
Team.
Okay. Yeah.
And what it is, they're setting it up where they're going to bounce back stronger than ever with a vengeance from last year. That's why they acquired those players. They jumped right on Bryce Huff, and then they got Saquon Barkley setting up this team to be potentially a super team, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It's going to get crazy. My final question
I
let you go, my friend. Zerline, Morstead, back into the building. Give me your thoughts on those guys getting back in here. Are you excited to see Joe Douglas be able to get those guys re-signed?
I'm very happy that Joe Douglas got it done. It's for the first time in a while, the Jets actually show some sense to keep their kickers and keep their punters. You can get a good, decent kicker and a punter to try to keep them around. Because I remember that nonsense back in the day with the Washington Redskins. Remember that? When they signed all our players, they got Chad Morton. I think they got
the Jet Skins.
Chad Morton.
They got our
it was
their offensive lineman. They got Ferguson too. I think that year from
that's right.
Yep. They stole
That's
everything.
That's right. I remember that year. Yes, that mess was ridiculous. And I'm glad it didn't happen again. I'm glad we went on and signed our kicker and our punter. Keep our special teams intact. We have one of the best units in the league, and I'm happy that Joe, he did the right thing that time. And I'm hoping the next time we talk, we have some good news that either we acquired another offensive lineman or a wide receiver. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
It's crazy. Listen, before I let you go, give me a free agent that you want to see the New York Jets sign, and give me a free agent that you want to see the New York Jets stay away from.
First, I say stay away from Odell Beckham.
Okay.
It's not that I have anything against Odell. I think he's washed. Something like Delvin Cook, you know, player that just they're washed up. They don't have too much left, you know. Beckham can only be what, a fourth receiver. You know what I'm saying? He can't contribute that much to us. I don't think he has much left. And as far as free agent acquisitions, I'm thinking about one of these wideouts, probably one of the wide receivers.
Tyler Boyd or something?
Tyler Boyd, yeah. I know that name. That's
Mike Williams,
out there.
Tyler Boyd. Okay. Tyler Boyd.
That's
All right. I'll take that. Listen, North Carolina,
I
got to slide off. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right, my friend?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk again.
Absolutely. You have yourself a good one, man. We're going to keep on moving and sliding. We're going to get to these lines. Salutes to all the savages in the chat. I see you. We're going to come to your questions in a second. Okay? I see Dakota in the building. He says the E-girls ain't doing nothing. Listen, Eagles fans, I didn't say that. That was Dakota. Okay? He says Barkley has been the most injury-prone running back in the league. What? Barkley would be down immediately in Philadelphia. I didn't say that. That's not what I said. Okay? I didn't say that. You know, I respect y'all, but, you know, it's still Jets over here. Let's keep it real. I ain't scared of y'all. I'm just saying that I see what y'all doing over there. That's all I'm going to say. 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in next. We're going to Val. Val, I'm coming directly to you. Justin, you will be next. Hold on, Justin. All right, but we got to go to Val. Val's coming, and the shenanigans have begun. For those of you that do not know Val, he is a savage. Val, salutes. I'm going to thank you for calling in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The shenanigans have begun. All right, a lot of things moving and shaking surrounding the New York Jets, man. Give me your thoughts about some of the signings Joe Douglas made along the offensive line. John Simpson, Morgan Moses. Well, he traded for Morgan Moses. What are your thoughts about the moves, man?
Joe, salute. Thank you for having me, man.
Salute.
And shout out to the Savages. Am I loud and clear? Because the last time I was on here, I sounded like I was in the Pacific Ocean or maybe the Hudson River.
You sound good. You sound good.
Wow.
Thank you for checking that.
Okay.
My boy came through.
Okay,
he said he
good.
Was in the Home Depot dumpster trying to give your boy a call. I respect it.
Oh, man. Listen, man. I will say, man, this was – I would give it a C so far. I see what Joe Douglas is doing. I see a lot of people that are not saying it. He's looking at it like, all right, the Ravens had the number one rushing offense as well, too. So it was due to this offensive line as well. Yes, that the left guard, he did have, like, a lot of penalties and stuff. That is scary. I will agree that is scary. But, you know, hopefully he does change that around, you know, fingers crossed, because, you know, we definitely did suffer with that as well on our team, on our side as well, too. Just like how you said in your video, Mosley should have never been gone. Morgan, he should have never been gone in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just Morgan Moses, yeah. So I feel like, you know, Joe Douglas, he's definitely cheap when it comes to, you know, paying players and stuff like that or re-signing them. But this time around, he definitely got, you know, well, I can't even say that because Bryce Huff, that really pissed me off. But, yeah.
Brother.
But we're going to get to that later. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're going to get to that. That really pissed me off. That's why he's getting a C, and that's being generous. You know I want him gone, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to get to it.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Tyrod Taylor. I think that was the most exciting one that I had so far. I'm like, finally, we have a capable backup quarterback. The last time we had a capable backup quarterback that was actually solid was Mike White. Yeah, Mike White was definitely a solid backup quarterback. I feel like Tyrod Taylor, he could be a starter for a couple of games and stuff. You've seen that again when he was on the Giants. He definitely did his thing. You know, he had a little bit of wide receivers, a little bit of talent, a horrible offensive line, and he still did what he had to do with the Giants. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's definitely capable. But, you know, like everybody else is saying, hopefully we don't see him at all this season because, of course, in the preseason, but hopefully we don't see him at all, that Aaron Rodgers is playing the full 16 games, and hopefully we're in the playoffs at that time as well, too. So, other than that, defensive line, I will say, you know, I don't really know too many of these players and stuff, but I did hear and did a little research, you know, the guy from the 49ers, he used to be like a backup from, you know, there's a lot of, like, he didn't get a lot of reps because there was a lot of players on his team, but he was a first round pick, but he hasn't really got that chance to actually show up because, you know, the there's a lot of depth on the 49ers in San Francisco. So hopefully he turns it up. Hopefully we can get the best out of them. I guess our strength is defensive line. Like, our coaches is really good. So he could probably, you know, take that next step. And I will say, just like the last caller, Will McDonald, I do believe he's going to take that next step because the preseason he definitely showed out. He definitely showed some of his skills and his talent. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he does take that, you know, that next step. And he's, like I said, I've been saying this for like 5 or 6 weeks now. He is going to be training with Jermaine Johnson. So, you know, hopefully they definitely focus on that and they get better together and they get some chemistry. Because Jermaine Johnson, listen, he was on fire. He was definitely on fire. He looked like a first round pick this, you know, like this past year and stuff like that. So definitely took that huge step. So I'm loving it so far.
You are on fire. I mean, you're talking that talking, and when you go to that Jets defensive line, you brought up Will McDonald, and with the departure of Bryce Huff, I'm saying he's got to take that next step this year. Because if he don't, we're gonna be in some big trouble, baby. We're gonna be in some big trouble. You let Tim Sacks walk out the door, right? You let our sack leader, literally an elite pass rusher in this league, you let him walk out the door and didn't get nothing in return. And when I talk to most Jets fans, as everybody knows, I argue with people on Twitter all day for whatever reason. Jets fans just don't want to hear anything I got. Well, some Jets fans just want to go back and forth with me. I love it, okay? At the Long Beach Joe, I never hide. I want the smoke. I'm here for it all right? I want to have a competent discussion, all right? Listen here. You let Bryce Huff walk out the door for nothing, and everybody's acting like it's okay. It's not. He's literally an elite pass rusher. You look at the metrics, and I'm shocked. I'm shocked by this because we're talking about competing for a Super Bowl. Anybody remember? Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. We are in win-now mode. Anybody forget that? Like, when I talk to Jets fans, you would think we're still rebuilding. No, we're in win-now mode. And we need that three-headed monster because you're going to be going up and facing guys in Kansas City. And if you don't have enough pass rush to get to Patrick Mahomes, he's going to dispatch you. So Will McDonald has to get it together and absolutely put on this season. He had three sacks last year, was loose sparingly. I want to see him take that next step. I do think he's extremely talented, and I hope he does. And, again, Jermaine Johnson, phenomenal player, but he's got to have more than 7.5 sacks. I'm going to throw this at you, Val. Because you talked a little bit about Bryce Huff earlier and me being upset, or you being upset about him being gone. Give me your thoughts on it, because I didn't like it either, especially $17 million to the Eagles. Come on. Give me your thoughts on it.
Huh. Oh, and by the way, Joe, I heard y'all talked about the Eagles. What about the Ravens? What about Henry going to
–
What about Lamar Jackson and King Henry being with each other as well, too? I understand –
I understand.
You know, we talked.
Go ahead, talk that talk. King Henry is in Baltimore.
What about King Henry and Lamar Jackson playing with each other, man? Like, man, that play action is going to be ridiculous. That's going to be ridiculous, and you're talking about getting rid of our sack leader, and we just let him go for no reason? That is ridiculous, man. I'm telling you, I love Will McDonald, but he has to take that next step. I hope he is that guy, you know. But, man, oh, man, I understand you said the Chiefs. Yes, the Chiefs have won a lot of Super Bowls so far. But, man, these Ravens, woo! Listen, I will have to – man, I understand we don't have to worry about Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts and stuff like that, but we got to worry about these Ravens. We have to worry about the Bengals, the Ravens. Oh, man. It's no joke, man. It's no joke. And other teams upon that as well, too. And the team that blew us out, which is the I would say the Bills. You know, we go halfway with them. And then on top of that, the Dolphins, they blew us out two times in a row. So we got a lot on our hands. So I don't know why we're being cheap this year. I really don't know what's going on. But, yeah, about the Bryce Huff situation, let me get into that. Why did we not franchise tag him? If you're not going to re-sign him and you're not going to, like, discuss – that's why I said it was a lack of communication. I understand Joe Douglas said, oh, yeah, we're talking on both sides. I didn't really believe it because Bryce Huff didn't sound like that was a true statement. And why wouldn't you franchise tag him, then trade him if you had no plans of staying with him? Because you would have had some capital back and we would have probably had some more picks because, my gosh – somebody would have definitely picked up this guy, you know, and an tag and trade as well, too, because they would have loved to pick up that, you know, that possible franchise tag, and then they will extend him after that because they have one year on him. But, man, it just – this is the stuff that I'm going to be talking about with Joe Douglas, man. And it took this year for him to actually realize to utilize the backup position. And hold on, man. Hold on, Joe. There's somebody still on this roster. There is somebody still on his roster. I'm still hasn't got the notification back.
I was going to ask you about that.
Really
my final question.
You know who I'm talking about. Mr. Zach Wilson.
What is
going on with this situation? He is just flying under the radar. Nobody's really talking about him. Wow.
Val, what I tell y'all. I've been talking about this. I've been asking everybody. Hey, where is he going to go? Like, y'all just, send him where? Where is he going? Listen, people told me, we'll send him to the Cardinals. No, you're not. They wouldn't grab the guy. Oh, we're going to send him to the Raiders. No, you're not. They wouldn't grab the guy. Remember, the Rams, that's the perfect spot. I said, first off, Michael Flores with the Rams, he don't want to have nothing to do with him. Oh, by the way, they just got a veteran backup, too. Where are we sending him, bro? Where are we sitting?
Right.
I'm just asking the question. Go ahead.
Drew
I'll let you finish
got
it out.
Signed with
this
the Giants
it.
As well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And, he just got signed with the Giants as well, too. And what else I was going to say? Listen, Joe, like, I feel like for us to go and actually make the Super Bowl run, I'm going to make this real quick, we probably have to go out and try to get T. Higgins. I feel like T. Higgins, I understand you probably won't 100% agree with this. This does affect, this does affect us signing, like trading for him. We don't even have that much property, enough capital to get him. But that is somebody, if you want to save your job, Joe Douglas, you have to go out and try to get T. Higgins. And
well,
I understand go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off. I would like that move too. But the capital it's going to take and then the money. I don't think
the money.
The Jets don't have it. They ain't got it, baby.
Right.
I want them to do it too, but they ain't got it. Especially with the Bengals they're going to ask for in return for him. Good luck with that.
Exactly.
Good luck with it.
And then on top of that, he's interfering with Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, and Sauce Gardner when their contract is up. So that's why I totally get it. So I might have to go with Tyler Boyd. You know, I feel like that's not a splashy move, but that's a safe move. And I don't want to hear nothing about Bracciari no more either, because I don't know why people want to see him for two games and then he's injured. Why do we need to see him on the sideline? Come on, guys. Come on. We deserve too much better. And do they know who our offensive line coach is? He's probably not going to make it to the regular season. Like, we gotta have common sense, guys.
Val, I got to slide off. I'm getting short on time.
Right,
we've got to get to the other callers. Next time I have a show, bro, I want to hear from you, all right?
Yes, sir, man. Have a good one, and salute to all the savages. And, of course, anything he says at the end is defamation.
It is not defamation, okay? I could easily prove in court everything I say about Val is true. We got to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639. GVH, I see you in the chat. I'll be answering y'all questions. We'll come to you in a second, but we got to get to these callers quickly because it's starting to get short on time. Next caller we're going to is Justin. Justin, we're coming directly to you. Ted, you'll be after that. 1 second, okay? For those of you that do not know, this man, Justin, you know, he's a savage, man. Justin's been calling that, calling in. You know, he's an old caller. Salutes to you, Justin. Listen, we're talking that talk tonight. Give me your thoughts quickly about Joe Douglas and some of the free agency moves that he's made. Are you hyped by some of them? What are your favorite ones? And what are your thoughts about Bryce Huff walking out the door?
All right. Let's start off with, like, I heard a lot of good points and I heard a lot of nonsense with the callers. Bryce, you said you want the smoke, Joe. So let's give you the smoke. Let's just kill it. What did I tell you? This is the problem. These Jet fans do not know how free agency works. They don't do their homework. They can't read the tea leaves. I told people months ago, Bryce Huff is out of here. You people are complaining about Joe Douglas, what he's doing in free agency. He's too cheap this. He's too cheap that. They got one, we don't have all this money that people talk about. Yes, we can create more money, but the guy's trying to go.
How do we not have
what
that?
What do you mean?
We just restructured CJ Mosley. He gave us
$13 million.
You're acting like Bryce Huff signed for $24 million with the Eagles. He didn't. He signed for $17 million.
They already told you the writing is on the wall when they signed Will McDonald.
How is the writing on the wall if we're competing for Super Bowls? If you're competing for Super Bowls, right?
You
the writing should be on the wall when you're about to face
the dude, the writing was on the wall.
You need a three-headed monster.
Will McDonald, Bryce Huff was never coming back. So the fact that that's even
quick,
a discussion
quick question,
still
Justin.
With Jets fans
quick
is
question,
crazy.
Justin. Quick question, quick question. And I don't mean to cut you off because, again, I'm here for the smoke. I want to have the discussion. If the writing was on the wall and Bryce Huff was – it's gone when you pick Will McDonald, then why the hell didn't you trade Bryce Huff? Why didn't you get Capo from him if he was going to be gone anyway? Oh, by the way, not even pushing that aside, why didn't you do any of that stuff to make sure that you got something back from Huff? Why did you barely play Will McDonald, especially early in the season? Why was he deactivated then if the writing was on the wall?
I'm not defending that. That's undefendable.
Oh, okay, so
and
if you cannot
if,
defend
no
that,
one,
then you can't defend
and
Bryce
also
Huff walking out the
trade,
door for nothing.
A signing trade was not going to work. They weren't going to use the capital for on the franchise tag. Then the Jets fans would have been like, oh, either way, they're wasting all
why
this
wouldn't they do
money
that?
On a guy
Justin,
that they
we've
can't
seen
trade.
Teams do that before.
Now,
it
wasn't feasible option. It wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. They told you that weeks before free agency. Like, the signing trade was never going to happen. Get over it. Bryce Huff's out of here, and we're filling holes. These people complaining about Joe Douglas. The guy's filling holes. I don't know what people think expectations were on free agency, but if you did your homework, we knew what it was. The kicker came out great. They beefed up the defense. They signed Kindle. Cool. I mean, I don't know what people expected. We got two starting offensive linemen upgraded there. I mean, yeah, I get it. Simpson, blah, 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 whatever. It's about the running with him and his attitude. We didn't have any of that last year. We were starting Glazer and Newman, but people want to complain. What is his job to upgrade positions? We're filling holes, and I think Joe Douglas is, you know, working what he got. Yes, it would have been better to, you know, yes, the left tackle position is a concern, which, you know.
It's a major concern.
That's obviously a major concern.
There's literally
concern,
no one there.
But, I mean, the guy is filling holes. I mean, but we got to just stop thinking this is going to be the week one roster. We still have the draft. You still have, you know, the undrafted guys. I mean, it's early in the process, so – I'm not really as concerned as people think.
I don't listen, Justin, and again, I love having the discussion and going back and forth with you. I do not understand how you look at a league that is literally about passing, where pass rushers are so coveted, it's insane. Justin, this is an Eagles team that won a Super Bowl recently. It had 70 sacks. When Bryce Huff hit that market, they literally broke their necks to sign that man immediately. That tells you something. They identified him, targeted him, and immediately made sure that he was acquired. They were getting rid of guys or trying to get rid of guys like Sweat and Riddick, and there were a couple other guys they were going to get rid of too that were productive for them. And they still said, get those guys out of here because he's a young, ascending pass rusher.
So, if we're talking about
Super Bowls here, Justin, if that's what we're talking
about,
you need pass rushers to do that. Because if you think you're going to face Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, especially with what Lamar Jackson just acquired with King Henry, if you think you're going to face Joe Burrow and all these other guys, that bringing it
so
to the table,
no pass
and you're not going to get after
Bryce
guys
Huff's
like
gone,
Herbert
we have
or
no
even
pass
Josh
pass.
Allen, and you're not coming in with a three-headed monster, brother, good luck.
We don't have
they
pass
will
rush
dispatch
now.
You and kick you and blow you out just like everybody else does. I'll give you the final
one. So we have no pass rush now, right? That's not true.
You have one guy in Jermaine Johnson that we feel
Jermaine
can step
Johnson,
up and be the guy. But
Will
again,
McDonald,
Jermaine Johnson only has 7.5. Will McDonald to this point has
please.
Is a question mark.
Miss me with this, Bryce. Yeah, there's no guarantee, but I mean, we're not at week one yet. There's still guys that can improve this roster.
Okay. I mean
Clowney's coming in for a visit. Clowney's been a productive system player. I mean, if there's one thing about
Clowney's
Robert
at the
Sala,
end of his career. You're comparing an elite pass rusher like Bryce Huff.
The guy played how many percentage? I mean, let's not act like
sir.
This guy's elite.
Sir.
How many percentage of snaps
is,
did this guy play?
Sir, look at the metrics.
Oh, the metrics, right?
Look at the metrics.
Please. The guy
didn't
even play 50%
of
snaps.
Hurries, rushes,
pressures,
all of it. He's there, Justin.
Yeah, but he played how many percent? Less than 50% of snaps. So, I mean,
he led the New York Jets. First off, the Jets have a killer rotation. We all know that. They rotate constantly. I remember you guys bashing Ulbridge for rotating Quinnen Williams out consistently. And now you guys want to bring up the rotation. We all know that. These guys are being
rotated consistently.
He led the New York
fine.
Jets in
sacks,
though.
This pass rush is going to be fine. I mean, this Bryce Huff stuff is just crazy. I mean, crying over Bryce Huff, they were never going to give it to him $17 million. It was just never happening.
All right. Listen, Justin, I got to slide off because I'm short on time. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you. I really like going back and forth with you in your calls. Next, we're going to Ted. Ted, we're coming directly to you. All right? Ted, we're coming directly to you. For those of you that do not know, Ted Savage. Ted salutes. Listen, man, I'm going back and forth. I'm short on time. I apologize, my friend. It's always good to hear from you. Quickly, give me your thoughts on the New York Jets free agency signings. What do you like? What do you think was the best one? And also, what are your thoughts about Bryce Huff walking out the door for nothing?
Hey, Joe. Good evening. It's been a few minutes. It's hard to top the last caller, so I'll take a deep breath and spit some takes. I like what JD's doing. I don't want him overreaching and signing, the Carl Lawsons of the world and, you know, over signing players just because we think they're going to be good. I am a little disappointed on the Keenan Allen thing, Joe. I don't know if there's any backstory on that because I heard he had a short list of teams that he was willing to go to. But I really thought for 1 or 2 years, Keenan Allen, would be an amazing fill. Mm-hmm. So the Bryce Huff thing, I kind of agree that he did want to go and leave in a way because – he could go to Philly for 3 years, and he'd still be – he would still be not even 30, and he could still get another contract. So if he performs at a high level, he can get another payday. If he stays here, who knows, Joe? Mm-hmm. Who knows what's going to happen in next year or the year after. It could be Sala. It could be a new regime. You know, at least the Eagles are fairly stable. Go ahead, Joe.
No, look, listen, I hear you, Ted, but pass rusher is pass rusher. If you are a guy like him, right, that's putting things together, and you're elite in all these metrics and you're putting it together, I do not understand how the Jets let him walk away. Especially, and even the last caller, Justin, and I appreciate him, listen here. If you know that you're not going to re-sign Bryce Huff, which I feel like we did know that, how do you not trade him before the trade deadline? I don't give a crap what it's for. Get a fourth-round pick. I'll take it. Give me a fifth-rounder. Give me a third-rounder. Give me something. And especially, again, tag him. Tag him and take a third-round pick. Here, you guys can have him, but give me something. Do not let this guy walk away for nothing. Don't let that happen. Because if you do that, you're hurting your football team, especially when we're talking about competing for Super Bowls. That's what we're talking about doing. How are you going to do that at an elite level? You look at all these teams, they come in, they have ferocious pass rushes. You facing the Chiefs, that's where the Super Bowl runs through, you better get it together. You better get it together, okay? So not to put a hold on the show, show's ending. Oh, this sucks. Block Talk's going to hate on me in a second. But according to breaking news, okay, according to the news here, and it's breaking, all right? It just broke right now. The New York Jets have signed Tyron Smith. Whoa. I was concerned about the injury history here. I'm worried about
it. I am too, Joe.
But he's a New York Jet now. The Jets have Tyron Smith, John Simpson, Joe Tippmann at center, Elijah Vera Tucker, I'm thinking he's going to be at right guard, and you got Morgan Moses at right tackle. Quickly, give me your thoughts quickly about this because Block Talk's going to shut me down.
Joe, I guess you have to add a guy like Tyron Smith and you know, take your chances with him, but I think we have a trade-down situation or possible receiver at 10. We have every option we want. As long as we don't – can you imagine if we take a pass rusher at 10, Joe? This fan base will just – they will go nuclear. They will go nuclear if we took a pass rusher.
Yes,
but
they would. I don't know, Joe. I got to fly off, man, because they're about to shut me down. Thank you for calling
Catch
in.
You next
time,
Joe.
Show, I want to hear
Take it easy, Joe.
All right.
All right, Joe.
You have a good one. Listen, quickly, Chris is coming into the building. Chris, for those of you – oh, I think we just lost Chris. We were going to go to him really quickly. They're giving me a couple seconds. Listen, this is crazy. Tyron Smith is a New York Jet. I've been talking about it tonight. Very concerned about the injury history. But here he is. He's into the building. That left tackle position will now be filled by him. I'm hoping that he can play for the season, for most of the season. And that gives us big-time draft flexibility. Unless you still want to take a tackle behind him, which would be a smart move, right? Because he battles with injuries, but we're going to see. And again, GVH was talking about it earlier. He wanted to talk about the, you know, should Joe Douglas be all in? This would be a time for him to do that, okay? But we're going to shut down the show, the audio show. We're going to continue on, though. But we're going to shut down the audio show because Block Talk's going to start hating. Listen, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me show you to promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with you football fool. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. I'm also on Twitter as well, going over to Twitter, at The Long Beach Joe, at The Long Beach Joe on Twitter. Go ahead, follow me. I'll follow you right back. You know, throw me no issues on the trolleys under the bridge, and I will have my Vera Tucker jersey on at all times. At all times, okay? So come on over there. I'm also on YouTube as well. Long Beach Joe Jets. Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe. Hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will be going to know. And as always, people, when you see me in person, it is arms out, chest open. Free hugs for everyone. Free hugs for everyone. The hugs will cost you absolutely nothing. I want to thank you folks for taking the time today to connect with your boy. I absolutely, you know, love going back and forth with y'all. And again, salutes to Rudy O'Ginny with the big donation. He says, breaking news, Jets signed Tyron Smith. That is a fact, okay? Salutes to everybody. Again, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Can't wait to the next show. Until the next one, you folks have a good one. Peace.